The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter number 9, text number 34, the questions and answers session, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on December 15th, 2009, in Pune, India.
So today we are continuing with this study of this most important verse of the Bhagavatam. 2.9.34 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rite ratang yat pratiyeta. Na pratiyeta chatmani. Tad viryadatmano mayang. Yata baso yata tamaha. Rite ratang yat pratiyeta. Pratiyetachatmani tadvijadatmano mayam yathabaso yathatamah. Okay, here's the first question. How can we control the mind when it disturbs us a lot, especially at night, making useless plans? Well, try to make some useful plans. Nothing wrong with planning. Try to make some very useful plans. Fill your mind up with useful plans, and then there will be no room for the useless plan. Make a plan how I can become a pure devotee of Krishna and how I can preach very vigorously to bless as many people as possible with Krishna consciousness. Make a plan how you can do that. What can I do to achieve pure bhakti as quickly as possible? Make a plan how to do that. Your mind is active in plan making. All right, well, say, okay, mind, let's make some good plans. Not some nonsense plan. Let's do some good planning here. Strategies. The other day you were mentioning that bhajana kriya begins with initiation. So does that mean that anartanavritti doesn't begin unless we are initiated? No, there's some overlap between these different steps. Because obviously you can't get initiated until you undergo a certain amount of anartanavritti. You have to give up illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling for a substantial enough of a period of time to convince the spiritual master and the authorities that you can remain firm in them. So there's an overlap between these different steps. They overlap each other. But anartanavritti is, why is it then after initiation, why is it listed after bhajana kriya or initiation? Because that's when you go for this, see, getting rid of the four sinful pillars is one thing, but then going after the subtle stuff, that comes after initiation. The subtle stuff, that's really hard to root out. And that to get to anartanavritti, you have to root out all the subtle dirt, has to go. So that's why it's listed after vajana kriya. If it is not so, then what is the difference between chanting before being initiated and chanting after initiation? The chanting after initiation is you have extra shakti. There is a shakti that comes with diksha, there's no doubt. You have an empowerment, and this diksha gives empowerment. So there is a difference. Would you please tell me? I try to chant my rounds in the morning, but every single day I feel sleepy. Stand up. Don't think I'm a great yogi. I can sit here and chant my rounds. No, I understand. I'm a sleepyhead. I need to stand up. How to overcome this grow determination, helplessness in chanting good vow. Actually, helplessness is a very good feeling. The more you can feel helpless and cry like a child to your mother, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You see? The more you can just be like a child, a helpless child, crying for your mother's help, that will advance you in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much for this course, how to make our mind fertile to receive the instructions of Guru by doing loving service. Serving Guru Maharaj with love, and then when he instructs, those instructions will go deep into your heart. You mentioned cleansing the dirt from the heart. This neophyte maintains and mountains of dirt. Sometimes I become hopeless. Well, how do you begin a 1,000-mile journey? One step. You may say, well, 1,000 miles, I could never go 1,000 miles walking on foot. Well, wait a minute. If you make one step, you've already begun. If you make another step in this way, you have to just go step by step, paday paday, step by step, and then gradually you'll become a pure devotee. How can I understand today's your chanting is very good? Today's your chanting is very good, good or not good. In other words, how you can gauge whether your chanting is quality of your rounds? Well, how much nectar are you tasting? Do you feel that the holy name is dancing in the courtyard of your heart, conquering all the activities of your mind? Then if that's true, you're chanting a really good round. If you're hankering for millions of ears, feeling these two ears are just not sufficient. If I only had millions of ears, then I could really begin to taste the nectar. What does this mean anyway? Rupa Goswami talks like this. What it means is this. Just imagine that we said, Prabhu, we really appreciate the service you've done. We wanted to give you a reward. I wanted to give you some special prasadam. So, and you say, please come into the room over here. And you know the room where we give the big lectures, that huge hall over there. And there you find there's, 100 different types of cakes. There's, 250 different types of pakoras and chutneys, and things are—it's all the way stacked to the ceiling. We wanted you to relish this prasadam. Say, what can I do? I got one mouth and a little tiny belly. I mean, I can't relish all that prasadam. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I appreciate the gesture, but I can't relish all of that prasadam. I can take one or two plates and that's about it. So, and this is the mood of Rupa Goswami, that I these two ears, there's so much nectar in Krishna that these two ears aren't enough. They're just not enough. This one mouth is not enough. I gotta have more mouths. I need millions of ears and millions of mouths, you see. He's frustrated. You see? I just can't get it. There's so much nectar that I just can't get it all, So this is, if you feel like that when you're chanting, then you're chanting some really good rounds. Okay, how many rounds of chanting is required in daily sadhana it's at least 16. At least 16 rounds is required. Some people say, well, why 16? Why not 15 or 20? Why arbitrary 16? Just like your mobile phone, if you have one, there's a certain amount of juice, a certain amount of charge that it will take, and then it's fully charged. If it's not fully charged, you can run into problems in the middle of the afternoon because a call comes in and you can't take it. Your battery went down. So this 16 rounds is the minimum to give a full charge for 24 hours a day of bhakti. 15 rounds, you're not fully charged. Your battery will run out later in the day, you see. 16 rounds is the minimum full charge of your spiritual battery. It is a right understanding that chanting cleanses the maximum anarthas than other services. Other services are also chanting. Chanting means glorifying Krishna. So Prabhupada said that actually everything is chanting. He told us one time. He said, he used the word kirtan, it's the same thing. He said everything is kirtan. Whether you're writing, whether you're reading, even honoring prasadam is also chanting. It's also kirtan. He said everything is kirtan but sleeping. That is waste. So actually everything we are doing, the 10 offenses are not just while your hands are in the bead bag. The 10 offenses, one must avoid those 10 offenses all the time. I've noticed inside your ashram over here, the different principles you have there. They're very nice principles of how to be a perfect gentleman, you see. The very, very nice things you have written in your ashram over here. If you follow those, then you'll be, you know, very nicely, then that will free you from being offensive while you do your service. So the service is also a matter of, is also chanting. By our actions we are chanting. See, why is it that underlying principle to maximize, what is the underlying principle to maximize the cleansing of all the nature? Sincerity. Be sincere. Understand that you're in a disease condition and you have to get free. So beg the mercy of Guru and Krishna to save you. That sincerity is the key. Whenever my authority gives him some instruction or save him, my mind is giving so many reasons I think it may be happening because of false ego. Yes, your false ego is thinking, why am I being instructed like this? So you have to just remember Arjuna. He was thinking the same thing. Why am I being instructed like this? Fight this battle. Just remember Arjuna. You have to see this is my own battle of Kurukshetra. I'm here at my service here at the temple. It's my own little battlefield of Kurukshetra going on inside my heart, you know. I'm being asked to do this service and I'm thinking, why should I do this service? Now to become more sincere and serious and humble, Bodhi. Beg for it. Beg Krishna to, my dear Krishna, please bless me, I can be sincere.
Questions?
Time is out.
Devotees are not able to hear the questions.
They're not hearing the questions.
Not able to hear.
All right. We'll try to make the questions more clear now. How to study scriptures so that we can get enlightened? Scrutinizingly. How can we increase our determination while we're in the process of purification? Remember the little sparrow. Everybody remembers the little sparrow? Yeah. She was so determined to get her eggs back. Even though it was impossible how you could ever get the yosin to return the eggs, but as soon as Garuda saw that his little sister was being harassed, he immediately came very angry and ordered that ocean, you return those eggs immediately or I will dry you up. And that ocean immediately. So, even though it seems impossible sometimes to accomplish what we want to accomplish in Krishna consciousness, we have to have the determination of that little sparrow and then Guru will help us, Krishna will help us, Vaishnavas will help us. A fact. It is said that we should be equipoised in all circumstances. When we are not properly doing bhakti, we feel bad. This is difficult to understand how we should take up this situation. We're going down in bhakti. If I'm going down in bhakti, it means an emergency. The enemy has attacked. The invading army, Maya Devi's invading army has come. So we have to launch a counterattack. Equipoise means to see everything through the eyes of Scripture. It doesn't mean that you don't have feelings, you don't have emotions, that you don't have passion. It means you always see everything through the eyes of the Scripture. You don't see it in terms of your personal sense gratification. That's equipoise. Hare Krishna, why is initiation necessary? Initiation is required because Krishna says, unless you're a devotee of my devotee, you're not my devotee. Can you please tell how we can increase our attraction for Krishna? Serve Krishna with love. And then the more you can give your love to Krishna, the more he'll become attractive to you. Don't take Krishna as an object of your enjoyment. Then you will find Maya more attractive. Try to love Krishna, and then Krishna will be attractive to you. How to overcome the negativity that creeps in during spiritual life? Kick in the face with boot. Can I finish these? I just have a few. I'm a little bit over time, but I'll just... No more questions. This is it. Okay. The Lord spoke to Brahma 4 shlokas. We are hearing them. How did he expand them into 18,000 shlokas? Well, you can see. Just read the Bhagavatam. You'll see how it happened. Is that more questions coming? No, those are... Okay. How to understand the connection of these verses with the rest of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, the Bhagavatam is expanding unlimitedly. Bhagavatam means the glorification of Krishna. So, just like there's the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam. Any person who is fully submitted to the Bhagavatam, to Krishna and to the Bhagavatam, he is also Bhagavatam. His every word, his every gesture, his every action is also Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam, just like Krishna is the source of everything, everything emanates from him, the Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. And it goes on expanding unlimitedly. This 18,000 is just a little tiny sample of Bhagavatam. There are similar slokas like them. What is the difference between them and these slokas? Well, every sloka has a slightly different angle on the same truth. There's one truth, but there's millions and billions of different perspectives, different angles from which you can see that truth. And each angle has its own unique sweetness. People other than ISKCON are involved in Krishna consciousness. What is the difference? The difference is we have Prabhupada and they don't. They reject Prabhupada. In fact, there's one of these Gaudiya sannyasis who claims that he is teaching us what Prabhupada didn't teach us, rasa. He says that all the devotees who are still in ISKCON, they are insincere. He said anybody who's actually sincere to become Krishna conscious, they will all leave ISKCON and come to me. Can you imagine? And that his followers say that he's self-realized. You see, this person is not self-realized. I don't think I'll mention his name in front of the deities. But there are people who are envious of ISKCON. You see, they're envious of Prabhupada. And they want to steal members from ISKCON to create their own movements. They should just be surrendering to Prabhupada and helping him. Instead of trying to poach off of ISKCON to develop their own following, you see. There's one anartya, and that's the desire for followers. You see. We have to simply have a desire to serve the great Acharya, that's all. The difference is that we are actually following the Acharya who's empowered to deliver the whole world. We are following that Acharya. We are faithfully serving his orders. He ordered us to remain within ISKCON. He said, anyone who thinks they can be Krishna conscious outside of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, they are living in a great hallucination. So we know, Prabhupada is telling us to stay within ISKCON. So those who are trying, who are critical of ISKCON, they want to steal members from ISKCON to build up their own separate movements. They're not properly serving Krishna. They have some motive for followers, which is a contamination of the heart. Krishna does not accept a living entity other than the four sampradayas. There are four basic Vaishnava sampradayas, but at the same time, these are the authorized pathways for connecting with Krishna, that's a fact. But if anyone who's developed pure love of God by any means, Prabhupada said, we accept them as a first-class devotee. So let's say, if a Christian became a pure devotee, we would accept his devotion. Lord Jesus Christ was not in any of these sampradayas. Prabhupada said, he is our guru. So even though there are four Vaishnava sampradayas, still, anyone who's developed pure love of God, we can accept them as bona fide. How to make our mind our friend? Give me a practical example. Well, when the mind only thinks about Krishna, then he's your friend. Simple thing. Is there any practical way by which we can check that I am making advancement in Krishna consciousness? Yes, if you love Krishna, you're developing love for Krishna, and you're becoming detached from material sense enjoyment, then you're definitely making advancement. Okay, we're a little over time, but we thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.